Welcome back to the Karen Conti Show. Well, last Sunday was National Organ Donor Day, aimed to increase awareness about organ donation and the lives it saves. And 120,000 people are waiting for life-saving organ donation. And with us to talk a little bit about this and how you can really help others and make do something that feels good for yourself is Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White. Jesse White has been one of our most prized public officials in the state. He has served for 23 years, our longest serving Secretary of State ever, winning by landslide victories for so many years and doing so many good things besides his position. Jesse White, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. Karen, thank you very much. Just glad to be on board.
It's really good. I think I've interviewed you for 25 years now, and you haven't aged a bit. And I have, but you haven't. I just have to say that.
Well, license for life for you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. I like that. License for life. Okay, so let's talk about organ donation. And I know this is a topic that's sort of near and dear to your heart. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what it means and how you do it in Illinois?
Well, sure. First of all, here in the state of Illinois, there are 7 million people who have registered to be a part of this wonderful program. And we're proud of the fact that 165,000 16 and 17-year-olds, when they got their driver's license, this indicated they wanted to be a part of this wonderful program. In the past, if you were 18 years of age, you would qualify to be able to participate in this program. But the 16 and 17-year-olds, that's new, and we're glad that they're involved. There are 4,000 people on the waiting list as we speak. 300 people die each year because organs have not arrived in a timely manner. We ask that when you're alive and well, give blood. When you're no longer here, give organs. And when you've done those two things, we've made a positive impact upon society. So I'm really proud of the fact, too, that my sister Doris was able to get a gift that helped her to live a long and productive life over a period of 28 additional years.
That's fabulous. I mean, just it's a personal thing. And how do people go on? Because, you know, when I was talking to your assistant, Jesse, I went on because I didn't know if I was registered or not. I thought I did it years ago, but it's so easy. I don't know that it even took me a minute to register. Can you explain how to do it?
Yeah, when you're at the Secretary of State's office, that's the easiest place to do it. You indicate, they'll ask you, would you like to become a part of the organ and tissue donor program? If you say yes, then we will put it in our records, and then, of course, it will be on your driver's license.
And so something, you know, not to get doom and gloom, but if something were to happen to you and the paramedics found your driver's license, they would know that you were an organ donor. Is that how it works?
Yeah, that is correct. But then if you're on life support, 9 times out of 10, the Gift of Hope will have a representative, and they will speak to you about participating in this program. I also would like to share this with you too, Karen. When I first became the Secretary of State and I got involved with this organ tissue donor program, a doctor at the Loyola Medical Center donated her kidney to her patient.
Oh my gosh.
And then a teacher down in New Lenox, Illinois, and donated a kidney to her student. And, of course, there was a minister who donated part of his liver to his parishioner. So there are a lot of individuals who are out there who want to make a difference in life for others, and they are participating. And we ask anyone who is in the state of Illinois who would like to participate in this program, all you have to do is indicate when you get your driver's license or state ID that you'd like to become a part of this wonderful program. Or you can call our website and indicate that you'd like to become a part of the organ tissue donor program.
I highly encourage everyone now to put that on their list for Monday morning when you go to your computer and you get inundated with all the emails and all the stuff that you have to do. It will take you like a minute, and you fill it out. It's painless. It just asks for your information, and you can feel good the rest of the day about doing a really, really good deed. Thank you for sharing that. Jesse White, we know that it was kind of difficult to get driver's license renewed because there were lines and COVID. What is the current status of people who want to go get their driver's license renewed at a facility? Are they open, and how are they doing business?
Yes, we're alive and well, and we're functioning on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois. And of course, most people are unaware of the fact that we extended the period by which they can get the license to June the 1st.
Okay.
And like, for example, if you were scheduled to get your license renewed in December, don't fear. It's June 1st.
Okay, so that's good.
And the other,
go ahead.
And the other is the Real ID program. We've extended that to October the 1st, 2021.
Okay, and that Real ID is important for people who use their driver's license to travel because they're going to need that going forward. It's an extra certification, correct?
Yes, but if by chance you have a passport, you may not want to use the Real ID or get the Real ID.
Right. You can use the passport to travel. But so, for instance, if I'm flying to California, I normally wouldn't bring my passport. I would really just normally bring my driver's license. But now you're going to need the Real ID, which just is an extra certification. And you say,
well,
now
you can use the real ID
or the passport. Got it. And a lot of people don't have passports, or they have expired passports. So if you're flying down to, you know, if you're flying down to Fort Lauderdale, or you're going to Las Vegas, and you don't have a passport, you're going to need this Real ID. So they've extended that. So now we all know, and that's another thing you should put on your list on Monday to make sure you go and get that in case we travel again, right?
Yes.
We're here with Jesse White, Illinois Secretary of State, 23 years, our longest serving Secretary of State. Let's talk a little bit about the move over law. What is that, Jesse?
Well, we find it's called Scott's Law. There are times when a police officer or some kind of a emergency unit is on the side of the road providing service to an individual or a family or whatever the case may be. We ask and demand that you move over to the second lane so that you won't interfere with the progress of those lifesavers.
And that law then, what, it punishes people?
It's called Scott's
Law.
Yeah, it's called Scott's Law, and you will get punished big time.
Okay, and that's a good that's legitimate. That's fair.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking about a $250 fine up to a $10,000 fine, and a 2-year suspension of your driver's license if by chance there's a fatality. So we want you to hang on to your driver's license, disobey the law.
That sounds good. So you've done so many things in your life, Jesse. You've been, and if you add up all the numbers, I don't even know how you can add these things up. You've been Secretary of State for 23 years. You've had the Tumblers, the Jesse White Tumblers.
60 years.
60 years. You're an Army veteran. You played with the Chicago Cubs organization. You were a great athlete. You were a Tumbler yourself. You were a teacher and administrator in the Chicago Public Schools. Of all the things that you've done, what are you most proud of when it comes to your accomplishments in all these different areas?
Well, you know, there are so many things that I've been involved with that I've found joy and appreciation for. It's kind of hard for me to identify any one, but I'm really proud of the fact that when I left the military, I went out to Wrigley Field, when I left college, I went out to Wrigley Field, tried out for the Chicago Cubs, 300 ball players. They selected 5. I happened to be one of the 5. And 4 days before going to spring training, I was drafted into the Army. So instead of going to spring training, I ended up going to basic training at Fort Leavenworth, Missouri. Then I decided I want to learn how to jump out of airplanes when I was in the military. And as it turned out, did end up doing 35 jumps, came back to Chicago, put my ball, bat, and glove into the closet, and got out to O'Hare Field, got on a plane and flew to Mesa, Arizona. So I, and then while I was in college, Dr. Martin Luther King was my minister, and Rosa Parks was the lady who refused to move to the back of the bus and was arrested. And he said at church, Rosa Parks, a domestic worker, has been arrested, and I've been asked by the city fathers to put forth a genuine effort to bring some resolve to that situation. And so he said, I'm a fan of Gandhi. And as it's turned out, share this with you. He said Gandhi was instrumental in bringing about the independence for the Indians from the British. And he used a nonviolent means approach. So if you get to a situation like that and someone wants to strike you, well, after they struck you on one cheek, you turn so you get struck on the other cheek. Well, Dr. King used to meet me after every basketball game, give me $20. $20 or yet to give an athlete money was illegal. It was legal then, it's illegal now. But I'll always remember my experience with him. He was a gentleman in every way. He loved his fellow man and woman, and he wanted to make a difference in the lives of the people of this wonderful country of ours, and better yet, the world. And so I'll always remember my experience with him.
And you've really followed in his footsteps, and I'm really honored to talk to you. I want to wish you continued good health, continue to do wonderful things for the community. Jesse White, thank you for joining us. I'm really appreciative.
Well, when you get it, you give it back, and you must do something good for someone every day.
Thank you, Jesse. Take care.